Hello, Rachel Bird here. Welcome to The Pause, an invitation to take a short break from our usual habits of outward-focused doing, thinking, and living in the past and future, and instead giving ourselves the gift of coming inward and being present with what's right here, right now. So if your situation allows, I invite you to let go of whatever you were doing and allow your body to be in a comfortable position, sitting, standing, or lying down. If you're okay doing so, close your eyes. Or if you keep them open, just soften your gaze and rest your eyes on one object. Now bring your attention inward to explore what's right here, right now, by listening to my guidance as best you can. Not so much doing, but just receiving with curiosity and kindness. And let's see what happens. So the bell is the invitation to let go of all the outward-focused attention and bring attention right in, inside, to see how is it right now. So how is it right now? In this mind, what's the mood of the mind, the feeling, the energy in the mind? And you don't even have to name it, you can just feel it. The mind is like this right now. And then checking in with the body. How's the body? Noticing if it's tense, relaxed, agitated, calm. What's the general feeling tone of the body? So this is the basic practice. And all of these invitations that we do in these explorations are just ways to be more alert and engaged with what's happening moment to moment. And so we're just noticing what is happening in each moment. And sometimes the mind gets bored or restless just receiving what happens. The thinking mind wants to take control, so we can give it something to do. So during this session, what I invite you to do is use a practice called noting or naming. So just applying simple, broad names to whatever you're aware of in each moment. So in one moment, there may be a breath, a heartbeat, a sound, a thought, an itch, a worry, another heartbeat, all happening, and we can just name each one as it comes into our awareness, and then let it move on and see what comes up next, and we can note that. Just gently give it a label if that helps to keep the thinking mind doing something other than just planning the future or living in the past. So let's try it. Noticing moment-to-moment experience. A sound, a thought, a breath, another sound, a heartbeat. Just labeling whatever comes up. Moment-to-moment. And we can check in and see what the mind's paying attention to. This is still noticing and aware of each experience, giving it a label of some kind. Or as the mind go off, thinking, planning, sleeping, whatever it's doing, we just notice what it was doing, notice how that feels in the mind and the body, and then reset the intention to be aware of each experience as it arises in the awareness. Give it a small label. Don't have to think about it. We just label it and then let it be what it is, and then something else will come up. So we don't hold on to anything. We just note this. Now this. Now this. Let's keep doing this for a while and see what the mind is aware of, moment to moment. Noticing what the mind's paying attention to, the still with moment-to-moment experience, noticing each thing that comes up, or has the mind wandered off doing something else? No matter what, we just notice what it was doing, what the habit of the mind is. Notice what the effect is on the mood or the energy of the body and the mind. And then reset the intention to just be with the moment-to-moment changing experience, just noticing each thing as it comes up, noticing maybe the patterns, just letting it go, and then the next thing. Noticing what the mind's paying attention to, noticing the effect on the mind. And by naming and noticing, we can start to see patterns of what we pay attention to and what the effect is on our mind and our body. So this simple practice lets us know more about ourselves and how we relate to experience. The bell is the invitation to bring the awareness more back to the surface and maybe just reflect on what your experience was, what you may have noticed that the mind, did it keep coming back to something? Or was it content just watching things come and go? Or did it get lost in thought or sleepiness or whatever? So we just notice what the mind's doing and what the effect is. So maybe you noticed something that was useful that you might want to pay attention to in the future. And maybe you'd like to try this exploration again another time. If you do, then you could re-listen to the podcast on the WDRT website. Or if nothing else, maybe this just gave you a little break from your usual daily activities of doing and just noticing what's happening moment to moment. Thank you for joining me once again and being curious about what's going on right here. I invite you to take the pause into your life and pay attention to see what you might learn about yourself and the world. Till next time, goodbye.